Hi everyone. This story today is about being a charitable person, not being stingy in any way, not just money. So not far from the hometown of this Kabbalist by the name of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev was a little town called Zitomer. And there lived an old couple by the name of Yankel and Riva. Crazy names, right, from Europe. They were rich, and as rich as they were stingy. They never opened their hearts to help anybody. They never brought in the needy to their house to feed them. They never did anything for anybody. They got richer and richer by lending money to poor farmers in the nearby villages and taking ridiculous amounts of interest. And they also demanded that the farmers supply them with eggs and cheese and milk every time they came to town. She, the wife, ran her own business and she hid the money. She would make a lot of money and she hoarded it and she would hide it in a secret place. So her husband didn't even know where the money was. They had only one son. His name was Shmuel. And he had a wife and he had six children and he was poor. He was so poor. He barely made a living, but both his parents would not help him. This man barely was able to feed his children, but his parents were so stingy that they wouldn't even help their own son. One day, the wife becomes very ill, and she's in bed, and she's too sick even to talk. And what is the husband worried about? Where she hid the money. That's what he's worried about. He's not worried about her well-being. He's not worried about anything besides she needs to get better so she can tell me where she hid the money. And he's begging her. He's trying to get it out of her. Where did you hide the money? But she didn't answer him. Now he's thinking, oh my God, maybe she gave the money away to her son. And now he's like having agita. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And he goes to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, the Kabbalist, to ask for help. And he goes to her and he says, listen, my wife is sick. She can't tell me where her money is. And she might have given it away. I'm so worried. Please pray for my wife so that she can get better. And the Kabbalist looks at her and says, at him and says, if you don't change, if you don't become a little bit more charitable, a little bit nicer, less stingy, helping the needy, helping your son and your six grandchildren, nothing is going to change and she won't get better. And now he's completely distraught, like a knife in his heart. He says, you know what? I'm going to change my ways, and I'm going to be a more generous person, and I'm going to take care of it. When he gets home, there's things happening. You know, the business is waiting him, and the landlord has sent a letter to him saying, you know, I've heard that you give high-interest loans. I need 2,000 rubles. You'll make an amazing amount of money from it. So he forgets now what his teacher had told him. He forgets about his wife being sick. He forgets about everything. He takes his horse and carriage. He takes 2,000 rubles. And he's going on his way to the landlord to loan him money. On the way, it's getting dark. And there's robbers. And they come to him with a knife. And they say, your money or your life. And he looks at them and he says, I don't have any money. And then they see the coins and they say, you're a liar. You for sure have money and we want to get it. We want to get that money from you. And now this man is crying to the Creator for help. He's begging the Creator. He's saying, listen, if you save me, I will give 1,000 of the rubles as charity to the poor. I will make sure that half of it goes. And all of a sudden, a horse and carriage approaches and they scare the robbers away. And he's saved. He's shocked. He's saved. So he thanks the person who saved him. And he's so thankful to be alive. And he was especially happy that he still had his money. And of course, the promise that he had made to the Creator, out the window, forgot it, slipped his mind. A few weeks later, he's sitting in his old house, which he was too stingy to fix because he didn't want to spend money. And all of a sudden, the roof and the wooden pieces right next to the roof fall down on him and he can't move. He can't move. He's almost dead. His son hears about it. He runs. He comes to help him. They barely pick him up and put him into bed. And, of course, they call the doctors to check him. And the doctors say, you know what? He's not going to pull through. He's not going to make it. Now, his wife is still sick in bed. The man is now in bed. He's sick. He can't move. He doesn't know what to do. And the son is there taking care of them. He's taking care of them around the clock. Now, news of what happened also reached his brother, this man's brother, who was poor, but he had a very kind heart. And he never had money from his brother. His brother never shared with him money, but he really loved his brother. So he decided he was going to go and pray for him and then go and help him. So his brother goes and he goes to his Kabbalist and he goes and he's praying to the Creator and he's saying, listen, I really am praying for my brother to get better. And the Kabbalist looks at him and says, listen, I told your brother before, if he doesn't change his ways, if he doesn't start caring about people, sharing with people, he's not going to make it. And he keeps on ignoring. But then he says, but he still has a chance. He can still change. So the brother runs to his brother who's lying in bed and he says, listen, I am making you realize that you have to give to get better. You're not going to get better if you don't give. And the man says, of course, I authorize you to open, you know, the safe. This is the key. Do what you think is right. Give to whoever you need to give to. I want to get better. So the first thing he does is he gives the son money, enough money for him to, you know, sustain his six children. And he takes some, he gives to the needy, and there's so much money left. Time goes by, and the man gets better, and he's able to get up. He's strong enough. He's walking around. And the first thing he does is he goes to the box where his money was, and he opens the box, and he almost has a heart attack. He sees how much money is gone, and he runs to his brother. He says, what did you do? All my money is gone. And his brother says to him, that's not true. You have so much money left. You don't realize how rich you are. And he says to him, no, I don't understand. And he starts sobbing. There was so much more. I can't believe how much money you spent. What did you do to me? I could have done so much with that money. And the brother looks at him and he says, but you told me to give. You don't realize that you wanted to give generously to charity? Wasn't it better? Wasn't it worth it that you got better? And he says to him, no, I never meant for that money to go, and I feel terrible. And he collapses. He collapses. Now the brother looks, he goes to get the doctors, and the doctors look at the man and they say, you know, he's not going to pull out of it. He never recovered. And a few days later, he died. His great wealth was inherited by his son, and in gratitude for his uncle, for all that his uncle was able to do for him, he brought them into their big mansion. And the son, unlike his father, was able to share. And he became richer and richer and richer than his father through being able to take care of all the poor and the needy. And not just that, but opening his heart and his house for everybody to come in and out. And he was able to spread the word so far that he had now taken his father's inn and made it a place for everyone to come to.